During the NBA Finals, I saw this being promoted, and I said, thought to myself, oh no, this is really going to be bad. Number one, it's tough to make a sports movie. I think if you are, it's probably better to go the humor route, and especially just the absurd, because if we can watch the sports movie and laugh and know that it's unstable, that's probably a safer route to go.
Caddyshack.
Yeah. Something ridiculous like that. What was the one with Will Ferrell about the ABA? ABA-like league?
I can't remember.
Whatever that was. That was funny because that was just ridiculous. Well, this one had another added twist to it because it was trying to stretch a bit. In other words, taking a small bit and make it into a movie. Kind of like Bob and Doug McKenzie back in the day, or Ernest. Someone who's used in a commercial, but then try to take that and stretch the bit. And that is off the Pepsi commercial with Uncle Drew, who is the old schoolyard basketball player, but he's played by Kyrie Irving. Puts on makeup, makes him look like he's in his 60s or 70s, but he can still ball. The commercial was great.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a number of other players making appearances in those, like Chris Webber and... I do believe Reggie Miller was in one of the commercials. So during the NBA Finals, they were promoting this, hey, Uncle Drew, the movie. And they said who was going to be in it. Guys like Shaq and Reggie Miller and Kyrie Irving, of course. And I thought, man, how are they going to stretch that into a movie? But as part of the summer Tuesday's matinee day, you can get in for $5. The investment's not too big. It's a sports movie. But this movie, I think, has the reputation, if you see it on the surface, of being so ridiculous that we did not have the full family effect yesterday. I could not talk my son into going. He said, that looks terrible. No, I'm not going to go see that. I wish he would have gone, and I encourage you, Junior Miller, the biggest basketball fan on this show, to go. Because I think it hit the mark. It's not a great movie. It is not going to be nominated for any sort of Academy Award. But it so far exceeded expectations yesterday. I went in with a really low bar. I did the thing that I think you have to do with these movies. I checked my brain in at the door. Just went in and with a good attitude. But even if I would have had a crappy attitude, I think this movie still would have made me laugh. It would have made me smile. And I have to give some major props to Kyrie Irving, who I thought was really good in this. I mean, he pulled it off. It's an hour and 40 minutes long. And again, yes, it's a sports movie. It's very predictable. Kyrie Irving plays the character known as Uncle Drew, who was supposed to be the biggest playground star ever at Rucker Park back in the 60s, but he disappeared after his team lost the championship in 1968, and they never really saw. They don't know really what happened to him.
His team lost the blacktop championship?
Yes,
or,
okay. the championship, like the big tournament of the year, mm-hmm, in 1968. But at the beginning of the film, it sets it up with people like Earl the Pearl Monroe, the Iceman himself.
Ice is in the movie?
Yes, just briefly, yes. But
Iceman!
No, George Gervin, the Iceman, talking about how great Uncle Drew was.
Hey, what's up, Craig?
And the stories they told about how legendary Uncle Drew was, about beating a guy one-on-one, playing with his left hand and a ham sandwich in his right. Funny jokes. There was a lot of laugh out loud moments. The writing in it was really funny. And the former players and current players, former players being guys like Chris Webber and Shaq, who were in it, they were good. Reggie Miller, who normally, I'm not just a huge fan of him on TV, and I'm not really a huge fan of Chris Webber. I thought they were really good. Chris Webber playing the part of Preacher, Reggie Miller playing the part of Lights. And anyway, there's a guy who's coaching a team who's going to play in this year's tournament at Rucker, and he's got the guy who everyone on the street wants, a guy by the name of Casper. That's played by Aaron Gordon, by the way, of the Orlando Magic. And he's like the best player And it looks like they are the team to beat. And this team is being coached by a short, stubby guy who is really funny. I think the part may have been written for, who's a little guy, Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I think the part may have been written for Kevin Hart. They didn't get him, though. And I'm not saying that he was their target, but Lil Ray Howery, comedian, is the guy who plays Dax, the street ball team manager. Funny. Understated. I think Kevin Hart may have been too much, maybe, for this role. This Lil Ray Howery was, I thought, pretty dang funny. Delivered lines in a really funny way. And anyway, he's got this team. They are favored, and it looks like they're going to win the whole tournament, win the $100,000. But they lose Casper and really the whole team because his rival, a guy who blocked a shot, they were playing youth basketball by the name of Mookie, is a really obnoxious character played by Nick Kroll. He is able to get Casper away from Lil Ray Howery, who plays Dax, so he has to go put a new team together. JB Smoove, who we both like.
Awesome.
He is in it as in a barbershop scene, which is awesome, as they're sitting around talking about legendary basketball players and laughing at the character Dax, the team manager, who's now lost his team. He said, hey, you ought to go get Uncle Drew. Well, he stumbles into Uncle Drew, and he tells him his plight. And, of course, Uncle Drew says, okay, but it's got to be my team. So he has to put together that team, basically, from 1968 of Big Fella, played by Shaq, Preacher, played by Chris Webber, Lights, played by Reggie Miller, Boots, played by Nate Robinson, who somehow magically comes to life when they give him his old basketball shoes. He's in a wheelchair at a nursing home.
So like his Shaq done up with gray hair and
yes,
all that.
Yes, and they do a pretty good job of making the guys look old. Sometimes you have to fight through the, okay, it's a clearly a young guy trying to use old man voice, and sometimes Kyrie Irving fell out of that a few times. But it has a storyline to it, a story about, hey, what do you play the game for, about a love of the game. It has a love story that goes along with it. And I'm telling you, you will love the movie as someone who loves basketball.
Sounds like it.
Because of who's in it. The writing in it, there's enough funny in it to keep you entertained. And as soon as you start thinking, okay, this is as bad as I thought it was going to be, then you'll watch a scene that'll make you laugh. Or watching a bunch of old guys who are supposed to be old guys, but they're really much younger, and Kyrie Irving doing his Kyrie Irving moves in an old body, that's funny just in itself. And that's what made that Pepsi commercial so good. It really does work for an hour and 40 minutes, and I can't remember the last time where I was just expecting... I mean, I was expecting the basketball version of Cabin Boy that right. We saw more than 20 years ago, and there's like three people in the theater. There was about 10 people in the theater yesterday, but the whole audience seemed to enjoy it. And to me, they pulled off something pretty rare here to take a small bit from a commercial and stretch it into a movie, and I think they pulled it off.
How often has that been done? Didn't Vern from the Brahms movies commercials get a movie?
Yeah, I mentioned Ernest, and they did pretty well. Now, generally speaking, I think they're all pretty stupid. But I think, they were good enough to, it was a franchise, what, three or four of them?
Yeah.
What
other commercials became movies?
Ernest Goes to Camp. did the Where's the Beef woman make a movie?
The only other one I could think of that wasn't a commercial, but like I mentioned, like a small bit like Bob and Doug, turning that into a movie.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a stretch, although, it had its moments. But I think this is better than that movie that had a much bigger budget that was supposed to be funny. Remember I told you about Tag about a month ago?
Yeah.
I would much rather see this Uncle Drew than Tag.
So the star was Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Did he carry most of the dialogue?
Yes. I would say he and Lil Ray Howery, who plays Dax, the street ball manager, they carry most of the movie.
And he did pretty well with it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he falls out of the voice and it's, okay, this is clearly a guy in his 20s trying to act like he's in his 60s. But he did pretty well. And that's the other thing I got out of it. I've been... kind of ambivalent on Kyrie Irving. I think he's a great player, but not really against him or for him. It makes me want to root for him. He was very likable. And the fact that they showed the outtakes at the end, which made him even more likable. And I think he's got a future as an actor. Chris Webber was really good, too, as Preacher. And I never would have thought that about Chris Webber being able to do any sort of acting, including able to make fun of himself as they get into the tournament, playing as a bunch of olds. They get into a critical point of one game, and he was wondering how many timeouts they had left.
That's funny.
Able to make fun of himself there. Shaq at one point, when Kyrie Irving, playing Uncle Drew, was just dominating the game, and he was scoring from knocking down threes, driving the lane, doing finger rolls and all this slamming. He finally yelled at him, pass the ball, Kobe. So, I mean, it had some really funny sports movie moments to it, which was very surprising to me because I was expecting just an all-out sports movie disaster.